at selectquote.com.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. 3 months after facing off in the Super Bowl, the Chiefs and Eagles have officially booked a rematch. The NFL announced Thursday Kansas City will host Philadelphia for a Week 11 matchup on Monday, November 20th. The primetime contest is set for an 8:15 Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN's Monday Night Football. And 4 Kansas towns have launched the Gunsmoke Trail, encouraging visitors to get the heck into Kansas.
The trail takes visitors through Abilene, Dodge City, Hayes, and Wichita, all featured in the long-running TV series Gunsmoke, which aired 635 episodes from 1955 to 75. Despite being over 50 years old, the series still has a large and loyal fan base. That, according to Julie Weeks of the Abilene Convention and Visitors Bureau, the trail offers fans an opportunity to explore locations related to the show's storylines. I'm J.P. Bazant.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
John Deere compact utility tractors are great for landscaping, maintaining your property, and other outdoor projects. And with a pallet fork attachment, those tasks are easier and more efficient. Right now at Prairie Land Partners, receive a free pallet fork with the purchase of a new 1 through 5 series compact utility tractor. Lift and move bags of feed, seed, hay, large rocks, and more with the ease of a John Deere compact utility tractor. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com.
Prairie Land Partners.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by
In business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to oxfords or t-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Thursday, Governor Kelly joined legislators and advocates to sign Senate Bill 174, which is a bipartisan bill that decriminalizes fentanyl test strips, saying that decriminalizing test strips, which can detect the presence of fentanyl and other substances, will help prevent overdose deaths in Kansas. She said overdoses caused by fentanyl have devastated communities across Kansas and the nation. And by decriminalizing fentanyl test strips, they're providing the resources needed to combat the opioid and fentanyl epidemic so that families and loved ones no longer have to feel the pain of a preventable death. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 100,000 people died in 2021 from a drug overdose, the most ever recorded in a single year in U.S. history. SB 174 also increases criminal penalties for manufacturing or distributing fentanyl and for committing battery against a healthcare provider. 2023 marks the third year a bill has been introduced in the Kansas legislature to decriminalize fentanyl test strips. In 2022, the bill passed unanimously in the House but stalled in the Senate. However, this legislation has continuously had support from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. Governor Kelly has also taken other measures to help prevent drug overdose in Kansas. She's made historic investments to give law enforcement the resources to seek out criminals pushing illegal drugs on children. And she's also given schools the funding that they need to have naloxone on hand. On Thursday afternoon and evening, storms rolled in the unusual direction from southeast and northwest in Kansas, bringing heavy rain, hail, damaging winds, and a tornado. As the National Weather Service issued tornado watches and warnings for Wallace, Logan, Sherman, and Thomas counties. A tornado caused considerable damage to the small town of Weskin in Wallace County. The Sheriff's Office reported damage at Weskin USD 242, where the storm ripped off part of the school's building, broke windows, and toppled brand new bleachers that were up for graduation. Trees and power lines were down, and there was damage to vehicles. Power was out in portions of the community. However, thankfully, there were no injuries reported. The National Weather Service planned to send a team today to survey damage to determine the size and strength of the tornado. Governor Kelly has proclaimed today, May 12th, as Child Care Provider Appreciation Day in Kansas, and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment joins organizations across the state in recognizing the over 4,500 licensed child care providers and 23,000 individuals in the state for the work that they do each day to support and provide a safe, nurturing place for the enrichment and development of Kansas children. Kansas Department of Health and Environment Secretary Janet Stanek stated that she's proud of Kansas child care workers who play an essential role in supporting parents and families daily. These professionals are instrumental in assisting communities with providing Kansas's youngest children's social, emotional, and physical care. She added that they keep the children safe, nurture their curiosity, and prepare them for a lifetime of learning and growth. Support for high-quality child care represents a worthy commitment to the children of Kansas and their future. Child Care Provider Appreciation Day occurs on the Friday before Mother's Day each year, and Child Care Aware of America brings together communities across the United States to observe Child Care Provider Appreciation Day as a time to recognize the tireless efforts of providers who care for children of working parents. To learn more about the Child Care Provider Appreciation Day, you can visit providerappreciation.org. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
According to the unofficial minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Education for Unified School District 211 that was held on Monday, May 8th at 7 p.m., the regular meeting of the Board of Education, USD 211, was called to order at 7:01 p.m. at the Alice Tweed Center by President Jennifer Miller, and seven members were present, so a quorum was declared. Superintendent Corey Roy recognized the forensics team and the amazing job they did at State Forensics in Wichita this past weekend, as they won first place by over 100 points. 15 of the 16 kids broke into semis, one duet team was state champ, and everyone else placed second, third, or fourth place. Superintendent Roy mentioned that these kids represented Norton well with their behavior and performance during the contest. David Ryman put in a bid to paint the north and south walls of the Stoll Gym this summer. The final bid was $3,303. And a motion was made by Dina Winty to accept the bid from David Ryman to paint the north and south walls of the Stoll Gym for $3,303. It was seconded by John Granberry, and the motion passed 7-0. Superintendent Roy stated that he would like a motion to approve selling bus number 9 on Purple Wave, and a motion was made by Michael Terry and seconded by John Granberry to sell bus number 9 on Purple Wave. The motion carried 7-0. Superintendent Roy let the board know that the district is needing to republish their budget this year due to an increase in at-risk numbers and funding from the state, and he asked the board to do a motion to approve this. So a motion was made by Jamie Amlong and seconded by Ryan Katz to republish the district's budget, and the motion carried 7-0. Keith Hauser did a presentation on all things technology within the district, stating that they will soon be switching to gig internet for the whole district, so they'll only need one firewall, which will save the district money. Mr. Hauser also stated that it's time to update the phone system, and he then went over a little bit of the contract that was sent over for that update. Finally, he said the school district will be updating its cybersecurity and changing to a MFA two-factor authentication updating software, providing cyber training and firewall and filtering updates. Principal Kieswetter went over the seniors' plan for the week. He said they were to have a senior meal followed by an awards assembly on the Wednesday before graduation. On Friday, they were to have their senior breakfast, and then they were to walk over to the Eisenhower Elementary School to do a walkthrough for the elementary students. He thanked all of the teachers for their help to make graduation come together, and he also asked that everyone show appreciation to all teachers during Teachers Week. After several executive sessions, Dina Winty motioned to accept the resignations of Darcy Brooks for Eisenhower Elementary School Secretary, Becky Jones for Junior High Track, Kevin Jilka for junior high track, John Ryswick for junior high football, and Kim Gady, the high school girls' assistant basketball coach. The motion was seconded by John Granberry, and the motion passed 7-0. Michael Terry motioned to accept the retirement of Sherry Hoover and thanked her for her 14 years of service, and the motion passed 7-0. Dino Winty motioned and was seconded by Ryan Katz to accept the nominations of Gabriel Tripolone for the new kindergarten teacher, Jessica Ambrosier for the new 5th and 6th grade science instructor, and Lucas Melvin as the new wellness curriculum chair. The motion passed 7-0. Michael Terry motioned to approve Austin Pugh, Ashley Smith Maybon, Denise McMullen, Libby Nicholson, Jana Hammond, and Kim Fiscus as the summer school instructors. The motion was seconded by John Granberry, and the motion passed 7-0. Dino Winty motioned and Michael Terry seconded to improve summer help from Stephanie Graham and Angela Hirschberger. The motion passed 7-0. Michael Terry motioned to approve the summer help of Trent Brubaker and Roman Hauser to help Keith Hauser with technology. Sean Katz seconded, and the motion passed 7-0. Dino Winty moved to approve Bill Brockelman, Logan Katz, and Chris Delamont as a sub to teach driver's ed this summer. John Granberry seconded, and the motion passed 7-0. Michael Terry motioned to approve all coaches and sponsors as listed for the 2023-2024 school year. Dino Winty seconded, and the motion passed 7-0. Dino Winty motioned to approve all certified staff that have not previously resigned or been released from their contract. Michael Terry seconded, and the motion passed 7-0. Michael Terry motioned to approve all classified staff that have not previously resigned or been released from their contract. Ryan Katz seconded, and the motion passed 7-0. Finally, the Board of Education would like to show much appreciation for the teachers and let them know that they recognize all they do for the students and district. The meeting was then adjourned at 9:26 p.m. Funeral services for Susan Thompson, 72, of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Monday, May 15th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home. Burial will follow at the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Susan Thompson Memorial Fund and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Graveside services for Dwayne Sell, 71, of Long Island, will be held at 3 p.m. on Monday, May 15th at the Farmingdale Cemetery, 4 miles northeast of Almena on Road E14. The family has requested blue jeans attire for the services. Memorial contributions may be made to the Farmingdale Cemetery or the Kansas FFA Foundation, and please note Dwayne Sell Memorial on the memo line. Memorials may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Memorial services for Norma Wegener, 99, of Norton, will be held tomorrow, Saturday, May 13th at 10:30 a.m. at the Redeemer Lutheran Church in Norton. Memorial contributions may be made to the Redeemer Lutheran Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. A private family burial was held at the Norton Cemetery on May 5th. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs. It's Teacher Appreciation Week, and Graham County Hospital wants to say thank you to all the hardworking teachers in the area. You rise to the challenge of educating our youth and giving them a firm foundation for the future. Your dedication to excellence in education is inspiring. From Graham County Hospital in Hill City, Northern Valley Unified School District 212 wants the teachers to know they're doing an excellent job educating our students and getting them ready to be confident and successful in life. The community appreciates your dedication to the students. Thank you from Northern Valley Unified School District 212.
Your time is valuable, so let Click Your Heels Travel do the work for you. Let us know where you want to go, what you want to do, and who you want to do it with, and we'll take it from there. Whether it's planes, trains, ships, or automobiles, we've got you covered. Book domestic and international travel from right here at home. Travel, it's what we do at Click Your Heels Travel by Dream Vacations, locally owned and family operated.
Kansas Agriculture Network News. Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected a challenge to California's Prop 12. The law bans the sale of pork from pigs that are kept in tightly confined spaces. The justices voted 5-4 to uphold a lower court's decision to dismiss a lawsuit filed by the National Pork Producers Council and the American Farm Bureau that sought to invalidate the law. The groups argued that the measure violated a U.S. constitutional provision called the Commerce Clause that courts say give the federal government the power to regulate interstate commerce, not the states themselves. While the Constitution addresses many weighty issues, the type of pork chops that California merchants may sell is not on that list, wrote conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch, who offered the court's main opinion. The Prop 12 measure was approved by California voters in 2018. It bans in-state sales of pork, veal, and eggs from animals whose confinements didn't meet space requirements. Now the National Pork Producers Council reacted negatively to the Supreme Court's decision on California's Prop 12. "We are very disappointed with the Supreme Court's opinion," says Scott Hayes, NPPC president. "Allowing state overreach will increase prices for consumers and drive small farms out of business, leading to more consolidation. NPPC is still evaluating the court's full opinion to fully understand all of the implications. We will continue fighting for our pork farmers and American families against misguided regulations," Hayes adds. Kitty Block, president and CEO of the Humane Society of the U.S., says she's delighted that the Supreme Court upheld California's Prop 12. "It is the nation's strongest farm animal welfare law, and the courts made clear that preventing animal cruelty and protecting public health are core functions of our state government," says Block. This has been a check of agriculture news. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
I think farming picked me. I didn't pick farming. I'm not afraid to try something new. It's my farm, my family, and our future. My Channel Seedsman gets that. I get access to innovative products with personalized advice backed by data to maximize my yield potential. With Channel, I know I'll prosper for years to come.
Define your future at channel.com/future. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2022 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Low pressure is headed north out of the central plains, but a warm front ahead of this system combined with a dry line over central Kansas could bring severe weather to our eastern counties later on today and tonight. Rain chances let up in the western counties where we'll get some sunshine. The clouds are also clearing out of the central and eastern counties for now, but we have an influx of warm and humid air coming in from the Gulf. There should be enough energy for some thunderstorms to fire up by late afternoon or evening in the eastern third of our state. On the map, heading into the afternoon, low pressure is over north central Kansas, moving northward and headed for the northern plains. Cooler air will move into western Kansas, temperatures staying in the 60s and 70s there, but much warmer in the east with highs in the mid-80s. A cold front and dry line are situated in the central counties with a warm front across northeast Kansas. This setup has the potential for severe thunderstorms later on today and into this evening for the eastern and northeastern counties. Some of these storms could be severe with large hail, damaging wind, and a few isolated tornadoes, mainly before midnight. Overnight, high pressure will move in from the west, clearing things out, so we're expecting fair and breezy weather. Sunshine and mild temperatures for Saturday, and then we have another batch of moist air moving in from the southern plains on Sunday with scattered showers and thunderstorms just about statewide, and will be a little bit cooler. This afternoon in our northwestern counties, mid to upper 60s with upper 40s and low 50s overnight. Upper 70s to low 80s north central, and tonight we're in the mid to upper 50s. Mid 80s northeast and low 60s for the overnight hours. Southwest, mid to upper 70s and mid to upper 40s overnight. Mid to upper 80s in the south central counties and upper 50s and low 60s for the overnight lows. And for the southeast, mid 80s today, low to mid 60s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your phone while you listen to us, it's okay. We get it. But doing that while you're dancing along to the music just looks a little weird.
Thanks for listening to KQNKAM and FM.